So as we just heard, there has been speculation from the Kenyan government for days that Americans were involved in the attack. There were more specific claims that Somali Americans from Minneapolis and St. Paul were involved. As we'll hear, those reports have been discredited, but the Twin City area is home to the largest Somali American community in the U.S. Officials there say 27 young men have left Minnesota to join al-Shabaab since 2007. Some were prosecuted. And today, imams and other leaders are calling on the community to engage young people in dialogue to prevent further recruitment after the Nairobi attack. Laura Ewan is with Minnesota Public Radio. And Laura, first of these reports that there were two Somali Americans from Minneapolis-St. Paul in the attacks. Where did these reports come from?
Well, this all came from a Twitter account that purported to represent al-Shabaab, and this was on Sunday. And this account revealed the names and identities and hometowns of the alleged attackers. Well, soon after that, some veteran journalists who cover Somalia determined that that Twitter account was actually fake. And then al-Shabaab itself issued a statement saying, we never released any names. The Kenyan foreign minister did tell PBS that there were some Americans involved, including one person from Minnesota at least. But it's important to note that the State Department hasn't confirmed that. So we're just really waiting on pins and needles to hear for more concrete information.
Well, you mentioned pins and needles. Is the area bracing for the possibility that someone might have come from the Twin Cities, given that they have in the past?
Yes. I mean, I think the Somali American community here has been under the spotlight for years, and they really worked hard over the past 5 years when the first men went missing to join al-Shabaab to rebuild their image, to engage the youth and make sure that, that they sent a very strong message denouncing this kind of extremism. So now it just seems like they're back to square one, as one community member told me yesterday. All they can do right now is just move swiftly to condemn the attacks, even though they don't really have many more answers themselves.
Right. Well, you spoke with Somali community leader Mahmoud Noor, who was concerned about how the media was reporting all of this. Let's listen.
We have to be more cautious about the repercussions or any incident that may happen. We have to be more careful not to assume that those names are legitimate.
Well, so calling for more caution from the media, but also bracing for the possibility that there might be some young person from the area who had joined al-Shabaab who might have been in Nairobi, and looking forward to trying to prevent others from being recruited. Stay with why they have gone to support al-Shabaab. We know it began in 2007 when Somalis in Minnesota were told that they were going to help expel troops from Ethiopia who'd brought into Somalia to fight. What else was used to recruit these young people?
Well, all I know comes from details that were disclosed in court testimony last year, and it really did pertain to that early wave of young men who left in 2007 and 2008. And what we know is this recruitment happened very secretly, away from mosque elders and other elders in the community. These young men met in private homes and restaurants and cars, and they really rallied one another. It was more of a peer-to-peer recruitment as opposed to, a recruiter with a big capital R. They rallied them by talking about defending their homeland. These are guys that were raised in the U.S. and really didn't have much of a connection to Somalia. And some of them, frankly, didn't have much of a connection to Islam. And they thought that they could become, quote unquote, good Muslims if they went there and fought. And some others said it just purely sounded like a good adventure.
Yeah. Well, and some people in your area don't believe that the attack had anything to do with Islam. You spoke with a Muslim worshiper from Kenya who was at one of the mosques in your area, one of the largest ones. This is Ibrahim Baraki. He says the attackers were not Muslim. Let's listen.
They do not represent any religion. They do not represent any community. They do not represent any nationalities. They are an organized gang of criminals who have conspired to kill and destroy innocent lives.
And I know you spoke with another worshiper, Abdi Muhammad, who lost a relative in the Nairobi attack, and he pointed out how crazy it is for Somali youth to go join this fight, given that al-Shabaab is also fighting Somalis in Somalia.
Yes, he told me that, that with al-Shabaab, when it comes to al-Shabaab, Somalis themselves have often been the primary target. So there's no one more hurting in this world than Somalis across the in the diaspora and in Somalia.
Well, so it sounds like there's a lot of reaction, condemning of the attacks, condemning of the jump to a conclusion that Somalis from the Minneapolis-St. Paul area might have been involved in the attacks, but also a call we're reading in the Star Tribune to leaders to talk to young people to try to prevent any more recruitment. People are talking about this most recent attack as a recruitment tool. What are you hearing from people in the Somali community about preventing that?
Well, there have been a number of efforts to engage the youth, and I think that we are seeing, after what happened in 2007, 2008, when the first young men went over there, that mosque officials really woke up, that this is a legitimate thing to be worried about. And so if you go to the Friday sermons, they are speaking out against extremism and terrorism. And we've seen young leadership, frankly, in the Somali-American community who have just been outstanding spokespeople, really trying to get into these thorny issues that maybe were once considered taboo, to try to discourage young people from doing this.
Having programs for them and such. That's Laura Ewan, a reporter with Minnesota Public Radio. As the largest in the U.S. Somali community in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area reacts to the attacks in Nairobi and the reports that Americans might have been involved in those attacks. Laura, I know you're going to continue to follow this. Thanks so much for talking to us.
You're welcome.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.